A draft agreement for the future of the Closing the Gap targets to address Indigenous Australians' disadvantage is out today, and it promises a big shift to more involvement of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. A communique from a meeting of Indigenous leaders and politicians shows 16 socioeconomic targets will be set to improve the lives of Indigenous Australians, but the actual targets, the numbers and the timelines are yet to be revealed. Pat Turner is the co-chair of the Joint Council on Closing the Gap and lead convener of the Coalition of Peaks. She spoke to ABC News.
There will be indicators of when parity will be reached against each of the targets. And, you know, we're expecting that all governments will contribute significant new funding to improve the service delivery to our people, to improve their quality of life across the board.
We'll get some reaction in a moment, but let's bring in our Indigenous Affairs correspondent, Isabella Higgins, to flesh out a bit more of what's in this statement today. Isabella, do you get a sense that something major has been agreed on today, or is it sort of more of the same?
Well, Linda, I think there's some things about what we've seen today that are quite significant. First of all, it's just taken so long to get here. This review of the Closing the Gap process has been going on for about 4 years. So to just have this draft agreement signed off feels somewhat momentous. But also, I think it shows a real change of thinking about how governments want to do Indigenous affairs. It shows that they are willing to give more control and power to Aboriginal leaders and organisations to fix these really persistent gaps in education, health and employment. I think what is probably disappointing to some people in the Aboriginal community is that there wasn't a lot of detail announced. We do know that for the first time we'll have a national Indigenous justice target, targets around language preservation and housing, but we don't really know just how great that's going to be. So in some ways this has left us with more questions than answers.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, it's taken so long to get here. Why haven't the details of the new targets been revealed?
Well, it's not quite the end of the process for this Closing the Gap review. It's still yet to go to National Cabinet, that meeting of First Ministers. We're expecting that to happen in the next couple of weeks, or few weeks at least. And it sounds like there is still a bit of negotiation going on between Aboriginal leaders and the states about how this is going to play out, because for the first time, this really is including state governments into this framework. I think what was also disappointing to people was that there was no money put up with this. The government has indicated that they want Aboriginal organisations to play a bigger role in Closing the Gap, but a lot of these organisations like Aboriginal Health Services, they receive pretty minimal funding compared to our major hospitals and things like that. So I think people were hoping that they would see the government opening the checkbook as well as promising to hand over this power to Aboriginal organisations.
And what's the government saying about that? I mean, clearly money is needed. Why no money?
Well, the Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, has said that there is more detail to come, that when this goes to National Cabinet and when it's all agreed in earnest and when we have those details, that's when that work around how much money is needed and where will really start to happen. So it does feel like for the Aboriginal community there is still a bit more waiting in this process.
Okay, thank you very much. Isabella Higgins is our Indigenous Affairs correspondent.